The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Hey, I'm doing great. And, you know, here we are, bud. We're into your favorite month of the year.
Yep.
You love August.
Sure do.
Long-term listeners may be chuckling right now. You know, we may have a couple people laughing because historically Mike says he hates August. So I always just bust his chops when it comes, you know, rocking and rolling around here. And but all kidding aside, here we are basically in the middle of August, two more weeks, and kids are going back to school.
Yep.
And, you know, it's, go ahead, you're grinning, you're about to say some wise comment.
You're going to get me as I don't like August, but let's give the reasons, right? It's kids go back to school.
Yeah.
Cooler nights.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
Start getting that mixed bag of weather, a lot colder after dinner, hot during the day. Kind of some people may like it. I may not. And market sometimes could be ugly or could be choppy.
And you know what else is not to be, a downer here, but the sunset's not going to be past 8 o'clock again until June of next year.
Thought about that the other night. Looked out the window and said, wow, it's kind of dark out already.
Man.
Yeah.
It's rough sledding.
All the reasons for my negativity for August.
All right. You want to know something? I'll validate them. I think that they're legitimate.
Yeah.
You know, definitely are. So, but all kidding aside, here we are. Seriously, Mike, we're into we're at a smack dab in the middle of the third quarter of the year. And we've got some really interesting and challenging things going on right now with this whole COVID Delta virus and, you know, the reaction that people are making, and is there going to be, you know, an economic slowdown again? Is there not going to be one? And now, you know, New York requiring you got to prove that you're vaccinated. It's just a whole heck of a lot of stuff going on right now. A lot of white noise for people to get distracted from their financial situation.
Yes. And you know, Doug, it being almost the middle of August and getting ready, I mean, a couple weeks away from Labor Day. And I've always felt after Labor Day, kind of time to get refocused into year-end matters financially, right? I always felt like, okay, summer's over, the fun's over, the kids are back in school. What's going on here, in the financial world? And, you know, we are a couple weeks away from hopefully getting refocused. But like you just said, there is a lot of stories out there that are just, it is noise.
Right. And the problem with noise is, Mike, you can get easily distracted.
Yeah.
You know, and you go out and you look, you know, I'm going to tell you something, that my own personal observation, and that's how what we talk about in this segment of the show often, and things are rocking and rolling out there. People are out there. They're moving about, you know, down in the shore area, spend time down there. It's crowded. People are doing things. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good economic summer for New Jersey.
Sure.
Agree with me on
that? Oh yeah.
You know, and things are going on. I mean, you know, the price of gasoline is still high. It's up there, and that's because there's demand. It's just the way it works, supply and demand. And I know that, you know, I guess they're trying to get OPEC to increase the production to bring the price of oil down a little bit. We'll see, you know, what happens there. But they're not always, you know, one to jump into the fray there and cooperate with people on that. They tend to like a higher price of a barrel of oil.
Oh yeah, and you know what's interesting too, Doug, is oil is higher, but traditionally it's not like astronomical either, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, we're all $85-$90 a barrel. I mean, you know, and that's not the case. But I'll tell you, once they get those gas prices up, it just seems like, I don't care what the price is, it stays up.
So,
you know, doesn't it feel that way? It's like anything else. You know, once the loaf of bread goes to X, it never goes backwards type of deal. I mean, well, that's what I almost feel like we're dealing with.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because you go and you do look at the, you know, the price of gasoline, you know, during economic slowdowns or in a pandemic. Yeah, it went down. You know, it's pegged to a barrel of oil. And when, you know, oil prices go down, gasoline does fluctuate with it. But I got to tell you something that, you know, it raises my eyebrow and it makes me think a little bit here, is that when our government reaches out to OPEC and asks them to increase supply, I think that they're telling us that they believe that the price of gasoline may be slowing the economy down a little bit.
Yeah, it always does.
Right?
It just always does. And when when gas goes down, you have more money in your pocket. I mean, it's just, you go to the pump, it's just, it's undisputable. It's a lot more money than what it was. I mean, you know, I saw a gas station the other day. I mean, I was going to go in and get gas, and I saw like $3.17. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's significant.
Yeah.
You know, it is significant. And, you know, my wife, she drives, you know, a bigger SUV, and, you know, I'm noticing it, Mike. It's seriously $25 more or so now to fill the tank than it was, you know, just a few months back. And that adds up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, that's just like kind of an observation of what's going on. And now what about the markets, right? The markets are bouncing around here. You know, they're hanging in there, but nothing spectacular is going on.
No, but they're not low either.
No, right.
That's the amazing thing. So it's almost like we're in this period of time of back and forth, back and fill, and a lot of split indexes. You know what I'm saying? Like, what, you know, and you know, NASDAQ's up, Dow is down, vice versa. It's all over the map. So, yeah, no, it's been just, to me, it feels like a lot of just, you know, underpinnings, just churning going on out there in the markets.
Yeah, and you know what? It's giving people an excuse for complacency again, Mike. And, you know, we see this time and time again. And, you know, there's really sideways markets and up markets let people get complacent very easily.
Yeah.
Right. That's our experience. That's our, you know, that's our feeling on it and how we feel about it. And it's only typically bad markets when people start to, you know, get worried and take a look and things of that nature. And we're here to tell you from our perch and, you know, from the over 25 years the show's been on the air and all that stuff, is that that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to really start, you know, be paying attention now. Sideways markets, good markets. Pay attention now to manage your risk that comes along with it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Doug. I think we've been kind of in like, I don't know if I could say this, but a no news type of market cycle. And I shouldn't say no news, because there's certainly news with COVID and all that. But I just feel like it's just been back and forth and doing its thing here now, kind of, you know, just, you know, not move, you know, quieter, if you will, for the last couple of months. But I always feel like once you get into that September, you're going to get a move either way, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe both ways for that matter.
Well, volatility could pick up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, traditionally September, October are more volatile periods of the year. And so we'll see. You know, it's interesting. I think we're, like you said, to start all this conversation, you know, we're halfway through August. Summer will be over before we know it, not to be the bad guy here. But, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens September on.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but we need to emphasize to our listeners and our friends who listen to us on a weekly basis is that action's probably necessary now. And let me just clarify that. When I say action is necessary, I don't necessarily mean there's going to have to be a change to your investments or anything of that nature. The action that needs to be taken now is a review and a look-see to see what's going on here and where are we positioned right now.
Yeah, and that's always a good question to, you know, let's put it this way. If you're out there and you have done zero for yourself,
mm-hmm.
you need to take action. And if you're out there and you do have a plan in place, like many of our clients do, it's always good just to ask yourself in your mind to say, hey, you know, if the market shot up or went down or whatever, you know, where am I at? Where are we at? How are we doing? Is there plenty of, you know, if you're a retiree, is there plenty of cash flow? Are we living comfortably? And you know, or if you're a person out there getting ready to retire, what have I done to make sure that's never in jeopardy? So it's always good to have these questions with, you know, to ask yourself and to do something about it.
You know, Mike, years ago, I don't know if you remember this or not, we used to spend a lot of time on the radio, and we used to talk to people about, you got to come in and sit down with us and let's do some what ifs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right? Exactly what I'm saying. Thank you. Yeah.
Just come in and sit down and let's do a couple what ifs. Let's just play the what if game. What if the market goes up from here? What if the market goes down from here? What if the market goes sideways from here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if interest rates go up? What if interest rates go down? You know, let's sit down and do this. And then there's always another side of the what if, right? What if this happens, will it do to my retirement? What if this happens, will it do to my, you know, saving for college? What if this happens, so on and so forth. So we take a two-prong approach. We find out what's important to you, and then we run the what ifs.
Yeah.
You know? And the problem is most people out there don't have somebody to turn to run the what ifs for them. And that's what we're trying to do for you right now, is come on in and do that. And let's see if maybe, you know, our years of experience and wisdom might have a couple of ideas or solutions to help you with those situations or concerns.
And, you know, Doug, if I may, I got to say this, though. It feels like there's complacency. It feels like the market's been in a sideways. It feels like we're getting the same news cycle. Okay, the Delta mm-hmm. variant, all that. It feels like we're kind of
Groundhog Day.
Yes, exactly. Stuck in the mud, if you will. Right, wheels kind of nothing. But I'm going to say this: you and I have been unbelievably busy here at Wealth Management Group. You know what I'm saying? So there's one side of me that's very happy and encouraged by that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's things going on, but to the same token, I almost feel like there's just people out there doing the same old, and they're getting lulled to sleep here. And I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Mixed emotions.
I'm in complete agreement with you. When you say we've been extremely busy, we've been busy. But we've got opportunity, you know, time opportunity for people out there. Don't think because Mike and I are telling you that we've been busy.
But I'm saying it. But there's people out there doing a lot of good things.
Sure.
You know, and we're having conversations with folks. And so, but I'm just saying, it doesn't mean, but to the same token, it's just like, I almost feel like people are just kind of spinning their wheels and being lulled to sleep here, if you will.
Yeah, and it's just that we don't want you to get caught, you know, swimming with no bathing suit on when the tide goes out, as Warren Buffett said, right?
Yeah.
Because Warren Buffett's got the old saying, something to the nature of, you know, skinny dipping's fun to do until the tide goes out and you get exposed, right? So, you know, that's something that we want to make sure that we're paying attention to with you and helping you do that. Because let's face it, Mike, and we're going to talk about this a little further, about the type of retirement that you want to have, but let's face it, many people listening to this show right now are sitting with values in their accounts that they've never experienced in their life before. They are at the highest values, and I'll bet you there's a lot of people listening. Their accounts are at their highest values or darn near close to the highest values that they've ever been at. And my question is, are you setting it up properly so that when it is time to retire, we're ready to go? We're going to talk about that a little bit further. You got anything you want to add in this segment?
No, we're good.
All right, let's hop to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to you about the type of retirement you want to set yourself up for. We'll be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. Now, we've been meeting with a lot of people recently who are getting prepared for retirement, and we've been having a conversation with them. And Mike, I want to expand on this conversation here a little bit and talk to the people about it, is that from our perch where we see it, there's really like almost two types of retirements. One type of retirement is an asset-based retirement, and one type of retirement is an income-based retirement. So what I mean by that is this. If you have an income-based retirement, your retirement's based on some sort of income strategy, income plan that's in place, whether it's a, you know, a combination of getting income out of your portfolio, a pension from work, or Social Security, right? That's an income-based retirement. Mike, that's an old-school retirement plan that people's grandparents used to have. You work, you got a pension, you got Social Security, you got a check coming in every single month, and boom, here you are off into the races.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's just your typical. I have income coming through the door. It's more than my bills. I'm comfortable.
Right. And then your asset-based retirement. And that's people who don't have that type of a strategy or plan set up. They've got some money in savings or investments, and then they periodically pull money off of that to live their lifestyle. No formula, no structure, no income strategy. They've just got their assets, and they feel as though they've got plenty of money, so they clip money off when they need it, no formalized plan, right? So that's basically it in a nutshell, the two types of retirements. Agreed?
Yes.
All right. Now, here's the problem with the asset-based retirement. Our experience, and from what we see, people who do it that way live a very nervous and worried retirement. At some point, I'll equate it to this, Mike. Have you ever been in the car and the gas gauge gets below a quarter of a tank or even a little bit lower, and now you're wondering, how far is it to the next gas station? Are you going to make it? Yeah. Are you going to run out of gas? What happens inside of the car when that takes place? You and your wife and two kids are in the car driving, and that's going on. What's going on inside that car?
Start looking for the gas can. I'm being funny.
No,
but
seriously. What's going on inside of the
stress.
Car?
There's stress. There's nerves. Are we going to make it? Where's the next gas station? If you're on the parkway, what's the next exit? You know, et cetera, so on. Yes.
Right.
And really, equate it back to what you're saying. That's code for, am I going to have enough? Am I going to run out of money in my lifetime?
Right. And that's, people are nervous when they do that. Now, when our experience shows us if that we have people with an income-based retirement,
yeah,
where there's a check coming in every single month or multiple checks coming in every single month, going along, they tend to be more relaxed and more calm.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug? I call it planned versus make it up as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
Strategies.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you brought gas into it. Great analogy. I feel the income side is planned. You know what's happening. And the other one's kind of like, well, we'll make it up as we go along.
Right. Now, it's very rare, folks, that it's one or the other. Okay? For us, most people are a hybrid of the two. Right, Mike?
Sure.
So what we like to do is we like to tell you, listen, let's have some sort of income strategy in place to meet your baseline needs that you have for retirement. And then we can hybrid it and, you know, have asset-based if you want to do something special every now and again.
Yeah. And you know, I want to make a point because, you know, our next segment's going to be, you know, kind of you and I talk about what have we been seeing, what have we been doing lately. And I've actually had the chance of speaking to existing clients, and I'll get into that later about retirement and income and all that and tell you what's been going on.
Yeah. So here's the challenge that I think most people face out there, Mike. It's there's a couple of challenges. First of all, the number one challenge is that most people are set up for an asset-based retirement right now. In other words, they don't have a pension coming in from work, right? Yeah, they're going to have some Social Security. That'll be it. But most people do not have a pension plan set up from work. So they've accumulated money in some sort of 401k, 457 plan, you know, 403b, some sort of IRA, you know, retirement type account that was designed for accumulation, not for distribution.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Right? So but here's the rub. They don't know what to do from there.
Right. You know, it's DIY, if you will. Do it yourself.
And that's hard.
You know, and the other problem with that is they're set up that way because we've said for years pensions basically gone away in corporate America. We see pension in the
public sector.
Public sector, yes. Right. The teachers, the police officers, et cetera, so on generally. So you land that way in retirement, Doug, of asset-based, but for the most part, you're that way anyway, and you have to kind of create your income when you retire, right? I mean, working and putting money into your, let's just say, your 401k or your IRA's retirement account, you're asset-based, you're trying to build enough assets for what? For retirement. So the transition has always been tough.
Mm-hmm.
For people, how do I do it now? What do I do? Okay, I'm going to retire. I got X. I need income. How do I go about doing this? But if you don't even step into that phase of successfully doing it, now you're going to live your retirement years in an asset-based world where you're saying, I hope this all lasts.
Yeah.
You know, the hot water tank just went. I hope this, you know, that's another hit to the account. I hope this all lasts.
You know, Mike, people in that situation are living a just-in-case retirement. In other words, they're afraid to do things just in case something goes wrong.
Sure.
You know, and that's tough to do. So what we like to do is we like to start it off by going to you, say, what do you need income and retirement to do for you? Need. Okay? Then the second question is, what do you want income and retirement to do? They're two different things, and it's very important that people understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, getting your arms around it. And then I think what you said, Doug, had this whole conversation started about having enough income and you know, not running out of gas, if you will, and just feeling secure. I think any retiree, when they know there's more money coming into the mailbox than has to go out of that mailbox every month, right there, the nerve stops.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sense of security, if you will, that we're okay. Oh, the electric bill came in. Oh, we got to go, you know, pay the insurance, or the gas got to be put in the car. It's not like browbeating every nickel of, oh, you know, gas just went to $3.17 a gallon. Now, you know, like, do we have enough? I think when there's that sense of income, there's a sense of like, okay, let's get rid of the nerves and just go about our business.
So, Mike, here's the, in my opinion, and I think you agree with me on this, the biggest risk that people face in retirement right now is longevity. They're living longer and longer and longer. I mean,
yeah, longevity slash also medical.
Well, sure. Well, that's part of longevity, right?
So that's the other, that's 1 and 1A.
Yeah, but you know, the risk that you face is that, are you going to outlive your money? And that is, you know, a big problem that I think that people need to pay attention to. And when you just have an asset-based retirement set up for yourself, that's a constant worry, man. You know, it's like, is there going to come a point in time when the check's going to stop coming through the door, when I can't call up to wherever it is and say, hey, can you send me, you know, $3,000 because there's no $1,000 left there anymore?
And what happens in that world, Doug, there's two sides, right? There's the over-worried, crazed, always panicked over every nickel,
yep,
which you should not be living that way. Then there's the, I have my head in the clouds and I'll just take another $10,000 out of the savings account and it'll be okay.
Right.
I don't know how, but we'll
it's
be
temporarily okay.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, the other thing that really comes into play here, Mike, and that people, you know, overlook it is that when you're accumulating money for retirement, average rates of return are, you know, something you pay attention to and it looks at. When you're in retirement, sequence of returns is critical, especially if you have an asset-based, you know, retirement plan that you're living on right there. And people say, well, what's sequence of returns mean? And that's like, well, what's the rate of return going to be on your investments in year one, two, or three, right, when you first start withdrawing money out of it? If you're on a, because if you hit a negative market, like let's say you hit a negative 10 in a market and you're drawing 4 off your portfolio, that's, you know, that's a negative 14 out of the gate. That could have a debilitating impact, yeah, on your long-term, you know, on long-term income coming through the door. But the other challenge that I spoke about before, Mike, is that sometimes people are so comfortable with that number in the asset column that they're not willing to do anything to set up for an income stream. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think, you know, to me, when you plan retirement, when you're planning your retirement, income is first and foremost on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who and how, you know, how,
right,
much and how.
Right.
Then everything else, then you start snapping other pieces into the retirement puzzle. Other pieces would be, you know, assets and medical, mm-hmm, and, you know, long-term care. What are we doing? You know, how we, you know, insurance, you know, so it's a big piece of the retirement. The retirement puzzle has many components.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, income and how we pay the bills. But I think that's one on the checklist of, if you can get that under control, the rest will fall right into place.
Well, it's got a better chance of falling into place, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then the other thing, Mike, the other part of the equation is inflation. So you got, listen, the longer you live, the bigger the impact inflation's going to have on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Grocery prices are astronomical.
But there's no debating that question. The longer you live.
Yeah. A gallon of milk's not getting cheaper.
Probably not.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. Nothing's.
Right.
But if you look at the history of a gallon of milk.
Oh, you're right. How about another example that you could use that a lot of people can wrap their head around right now is the postage stamp.
Yeah, postage stamp's never going backwards.
Right? You know, and you look at this, and it wasn't, you know, at one point in time, it was 10 cents.
There's just costs, Doug, that are never going back, even buying a car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's just certain things that keep going up, and, you know, for other people, the cost of college.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? These are just, you know, you guys get it.
You know, Mike, I had a conversation with one of my clients. I know I'm jumping ahead. This, yeah, is really the next segment, but I'll tell the story here, you know, this week. And, you know, we were talking about it and, you know, he's really, you know, thankful that we set up an income strategy for him. He didn't tell me that, you know, he's like, you know, let's, you know, this is a good strategy for me. And, you know, I have a, you know, a good feeling about myself that, you know, it's all going to work out. And it, you know, it really is, it's important. So I guess what we're going here is, like, if you listen to the first part of the show, we told you, come on in and let's do some what ifs. And this is for most people listening to the show, the biggest what if, I think, that they face. What if this, you know, goes good, goes bad, goes sideways, related to my retirement? And how, and is there anything that we can do to, you know, set us up to minimize the what if?
And I think the biggest thing, too, Doug, out of this conversation is you really don't want to live a lifetime of stress, of constantly every day waking up worrying with that on your mind. It's just not the place you want to be.
Or limiting yourself, or living what I call a just-in-case retirement, limiting yourself from not doing something that you want to do because just in case.
Right, oh, yeah, all
you know,
the time, yeah.
Then I'm not going to have enough money next month.
Yep.
And we don't want that, you know, to be the circumstance. So we'd like for you to pick up the phone and give us a call. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love for you to come on in and sit down with us, and we'll go over this stuff and talk to you about it and see how you're set up and see if there's any ideas that we can bring to the table here for you to, you know, accomplish your goals and objectives. Now, we have offices and meeting, you know, facilities, offices of convenience, if you will, in several locations. We got one in Toms River that's right on Route 37. We have one in Clark that's right off of the Parkway, right by the corner of Raritan Road and Central Ave. We have one in Martinsville that is right off of Route 22, right up by 287, very easy to get to. We have one in Parsippany that's located right up there in the corridor, 280, 287, Route 46, Cherry Hill Road, right up in that area. We've got a meeting facility in Manasquan as well, which is right on Route 34. So, you know, if you can hear us, we've got a meeting facility in close proximity to you. So, you know, we make it easy. We're also old school. We'll make a house call if you'd like for us to make a house call. No problems there. You know, or we're modern day. If you want to have a virtual appointment, we can do that as well. Just got to pick up the phone and give us a call. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Mike, I was out and I heard a speaker speak, and he said, you want to know something? Duct tape and spit financial plans just don't work.
True.
Right? All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad you're investing some time here with us. And we're in a segment of the show now, Mike, where it's what have you been up to lately? And actually, we've been told many times by many listeners is one of the favorite parts of their of the show because, you know, they can identify with people who we've been, you know, talking to and questions that maybe they asked us or, you know, something of that nature. So I know you wanted to kick it off and, you know, tell a couple stories about, you know, meetings that you had over the last week or so, and so go ahead, kick it off.
Hey, Doug, well, you know, when we talk about what have you been up to, right, for us, it's two different worlds, right? It's meeting new clients and sitting down for the first time and hearing their issues and mm-hmm. problems and what we can do. And a lot of times it's us sitting down or talking with our existing clients and what we call a review. And I had the chance recently to do a couple of different folks on a review, and I always start the reviews with our existing clients. Basically, how are you doing? Are there any issues financially, you know, that mm-hmm. that you're battling? And I'm really proud to say, and I think it was three different reviews, that the people just immediately gushed and said, no, I have plenty of income. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I have too much income. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. so the way we planned it and set up, there's plenty of money coming through the door. And we're going about our lifestyle and living our lifestyle. And what I get out of that, what I get really two things. One is very gratifying that they're living their lifestyle and they're very pleased. They're just, there's no complaints, whether we start talking about a vacation, whether we're talking about where they're living, where they're residing, what they're thinking about. It's just complete relaxation, not one iota of stress, mm-hmm. I feel. And then as a professional, you know what I pick up on? Now, these are folks that have accounts with us and money and investments and all that. The concern's not even about the performance.
Right.
Not that the performance is absolutely important and we monitor it and, you know, 100%. Do all that stuff. So right. I don't want to say like, oh, you know. But they're not stressed about, oh, well, how's the market? Where do you see the market? The returns or whatever. It's just a complete relaxed personality mm-hmm. that you're dealing with because there's more than enough income to sustain their lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah. And I just wanted to share that because, you know, I say I've been really fortunate that I've, you know, like I said, I think it's been about three different folks that I've sat down with and it was always plenty of income to the point of even too much income.
You know, Mike, that's good. And that's the name of the game. That's the objective. That's what we're looking for. That's what we want to accomplish, to help them live financially happy life, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're, as best we can, you know, and so those are really good. And I know that each time you had those meetings, you know, you were very happy about it after when we talk on the phone or, you know, yeah. if you call me after the meeting or we saw each other and we talked about it, you know, it's important. And you know, I think that's something important for people to understand too, about our partnership here, is that although we may not have the same relationship one-on-one with the clients that we see, we're both familiar with everybody's circumstance. So if somebody calls up, let's just say, you know, it was one of the people that you work with, and they call up and you're not available, you're on vacation or something, they can talk to me. I may not be able to give them the most in-depth answer, but I'll know, odds are I'm going to know pretty much what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
It's pretty unique, right?
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, most places don't, I don't think, have that kind of, you know, set up right inside for them. So, and which also, you know, leads me to, you know, a client did ask me, you know, this week, you know, by the way, they asked me that question, you know, what if you're not here? What if you're on vacation? What if something happens to you? You know, and I told him, I said, you know, the way our firm is structured is that you'd go to Mike and, you know, it doesn't much make a difference. So I want to tell you about two appointments that I had over the last week or so. And they were one appointment was with a couple where the husband's already retired and the wife is a little bit younger, but she wants to retire in a couple of years, you know, and they work for he worked for a municipality. She works for a municipality, and he came in and really like a great appointment to have, Mike, because it allowed me to sit down and listen to what these folks want to accomplish and to really look at what they have and see if there's a way for us to accomplish it. Now, these folks are lucky in a sense because they're both going to have pension incomes. So, you know, and we talked about it before, an income-based retirement, right? Mm. Now, you know, it's going to be an early retirement for her. So is there going to be enough income? And, you know, one of their concerns is going to be medical insurance going forward. And that's something that we're going to have to, you know, talk about and go on. But it was a true pleasure to have them come in and sit down and go through this stuff and to be able to craft up some good solutions for them, some simple, easy to follow solutions for them. And what I was amazed with, and it's happening a lot, and you know this too, how many people are coming in with overly complicated portfolios, Mike?
Yeah.
Right?
You just shake your head.
You just shake your head, you know? It's like, in some circumstances, there's 25 to 35 different investments, you know, inside of a portfolio, I'm like, you know, of, and I'm like, is this really necessary?
I almost feel like it's a need to try to show a certain genius,
right,
or a certain need of, right, whoever they're working with to see how complicated it is. You see what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Right. Well, it is. And well, that's one of the things that we like to do is to simplify the whole situation, right, for people, right?
We're the direct opposites.
Yeah. Let's simplify the plan, yeah, for you, and let's simplify the strategies for you so that you have a good understanding of it and you know what's going on. So that's fun. I can't wait to sit down with them again and go over, you know, some strategies. But then, Mike, I had an appointment with another couple where the male is in his mid-80s and the woman is in her mid-70s, and they simply don't have enough income, and they wanted a solution for income. Now, here's the challenge that they face. They've been living an asset-based retirement, and this is what happens to people who don't have, you know, can happen to people who don't have an income-based retirement. They know that they've been whittling down their funds, and now they're in a panic because they need additional income, and they know that at some point in time, if they keep up on the path that they're on, they're going to run out of money. Now, here's the other problem. Here's the rub, is that they've let this go so long, you almost can't provide enough income off of those assets that they have left for them to fully satisfy their needs.
Yeah, it's problematic. It's,
mm-hmm,
it's like you said, it's gone a little bit long.
It's gone way long.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're in, and they came in and they just simply told me, we need more monthly income. And, you know, I look for some solutions for them, and I'm going to provide them with some ideas and some options and some opportunities. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just their worry finally overtook them to say, you know, and, it was one of the shows that we, you know, had on a couple of weeks ago where I guess it finally registered to them and said, oh my goodness, we really need to look at something here. But here they are at that stage of life. Who wants to be worried about that at that stage of life?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, Doug? Just want to point out, too, that, you know, talking about this today and stuff like that, if you are in retirement and you are asset-based and,
yeah,
you do have these concerns, it's not too late.
To sit down
and see what can we do to solve this, because it's just a brutal way to keep pushing on with that stress on you, especially as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the last you need is, you know, we're all in this together. And when you get older, we're all going to have medical issues or concerns to worry about. I mean, I get that every single one of them. You don't need financial stress, too.
100%. And Mike, you know what happens is that, like, in a circumstance for those folks, odds are the older person, male, is going to pass away. What happens when one of them passes away, Mike?
And a lot of times...
No, what happens? I'm asking you, what happens?
Well, what happens is one of the Social Security checks goes away.
So you're barely making it now. Now what's going to happen? And listen, the expenses very rarely get cut in half just because it's half the number of people there. Right?
Well, that's another big thing, Dick, that we talk about when we do income planning for our clients is interchangeable parts.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who passes away, which spouse first.
Right.
Where's the other spouse going to be, and certainly enough to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a key component also of the planning. Of income planning is making sure we're both covered if somebody passes away.
Yeah, and you know where that comes into play too, Mike, is if somebody is fortunate enough to have a pension plan and they have to make an election. You know, that's something that needs to be done with some thought behind it. You just can't randomly go. And I would say, and I don't know this stat to this, it's just my gut and my experience saying, is that most people, I think, typically take the 50% option. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Right? Don't you think people say, okay, I'm going to get, $2,000 as long as I live, and if I predecease my spouse, they're going to get $1,000. Right, that's very, very common. It's not, I don't know if it's the most common, but I think... from over the years, it's not something we statistically kept track of, but that's what my gut tells me, is that that's the option that takes place. The problem with that is that most people assume I'm going to live a long time, but what if you don't?
Yeah.
What if you live a short time?
Well, that's another key thing too, Doug, is not only covering your spouse and making sure he or she's okay to go forward and have plenty of income, but it's also when you're in a situation of that you're trying to determine how much money and when you pass away, it stops. What happens if somebody doesn't live too long? You know, these are all thoughts and calculations that have to be played into it.
And these are all part of setting up the income strategy, right? Yep. When you're talking about this. So, you know, we don't want you to just wing it. You know, we don't want you to just say, you know, I hope that this works out. Let's get, you know, a real, you know, bona fide strategy in place here for you so that you can say, all right, well, you know, I really like my chances of this happening now, you know, as opposed to, I don't know, I can't do that just in case I need money for this or that. You know, it's really, you know, it's something that we got to make sure that we emphasize. I think we're doing a good job of emphasizing it today. I just hope that we're doing a good enough job of emphasizing it so that people take action.
I was going to say to you, first thing we got to do is talk about it and get people to think. And then once they think, they take action, hopefully.
Yeah. So, folks, you know, we want to urge you to come on in and have a complimentary consultation with us. There's no cost or obligation for it. You just got to pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. You leave us a message. We'll get back to you. We'll set up a time to get together that's mutually convenient for everybody and see if we can get you going in the right direction. I mean, I think it's high time that you pay attention to this, because, Mike, the other thing is, like I said at the beginning of the show, is that a lot of people right now have account values, even if they're still working, their retirement plans are at all-time highs.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen if if we see a market pullback of 30%? Is that going to change your retirement plan?
Yep.
I don't want to see that happen to you.
No, absolutely not.
All right, folks. So, again, the number is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give a call. Take advantage of the opportunity. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help. Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us listening to the show. And, you know, Mike and I come out here each week, and our objective here is to educate and motivate so you do not procrastinate with your money. And, you know, we really hope to, you know, push you down a little bit, maybe even give you a little kick in the fanny to get you going here. You know, these things are important. And, you know, like we spoke about earlier, Mike, longevity. We are living longer and longer and longer. You know, like I told you, I had somebody in their mid-80s and mid-70s coming in who were both healthy and fine, and they're worried about they don't have enough income coming through the door now. You know, it's serious.
Yeah, and the whole longevity, Doug, it has to do with income. It has to do with making sure your money can last however long your lifetime is. It has to do with legal issues of power of attorney and medical directives, mm-hmm. right? Trusted contact on your information, yep. right? Who's your person that you know, type of thing. It has to do with medical bills, whether it's aides coming to the house. Do you have enough... quite frankly, long-term care planning in a sense of that covers, you know, yep. somebody to come to your home or whatever. What are you doing? Where are those costs going to be covered? This is what's going on, and it's real. And you and I, Doug, one thing I'm very, very proud of for 25 years being on the air, I always felt we've always been out in front, cutting edge, mm-hmm. you know, bringing the topic to you. And you know, you and I, we're out there now, and we're seeing people living mm-hmm. longer, and we're seeing these issues come up of you know, medical and income and how do you pay for these? It's big. It's real. And it's only going to get more and more. It's not going to reverse itself.
Right. And you know something, Mike? You know, people need somebody to take care of the details for them.
Absolutely. Especially heading into that phase of your life.
I think we help people dot the I's and cross the T's.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you – listen, I know we're running out of time on the show, but I'm going to give you another example. I just got into the office the other day, another power of attorney for a client. Mm-hmm. Their capacity is becoming diminished.
Yeah.
So I got a power of attorney in, you know, from them, and you know, the son is now legally allowed to help us along with the decisions. It's real. Now, I'm also going to tell you this. I pushed that client to go to the lawyer several years ago to get the estate planning done. We don't do the estate planning, Mike. We're not attorneys. We don't draft documents, okay? But I told them, you know, back then, listen, you need to have a will, a living will, and a power of attorney document, because life's going to continue on. You're going to be put in a circumstance. You're either going to die or you may get incapacitated. Yeah. Something's going to happen, and we need to be prepared.
Yeah, and that's what I think also with our show that makes it so valid, for lack of better words, is that a lot of stuff we're talking about, you and I don't even do. We're
right.
telling you, get to the attorney. Get right. this done. It's a need. You need to do it.
And by the way, we keep track of it. Right. And what I mean by is we keep track of it. If I tell you, hey, Mike, you and Lisa need to go get your wills done and your living will and your power of attorney. Next time I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to say, did you get your wills and your living will and your power of attorney? Like, we're almost your accountability coach when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's also part of our you know, our reviewing and noting and, talking and, you know, what did we do? Right. Here's what we talked about. Yeah.
Now, listen, I get it. A lot of you out there who are working with financial advisors, you have these conversations. I get it. You're already doing this stuff, but some of you might not. So, you know, if you'd like to reach out to us, we'd be happy to talk to you. Our number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. I also want to remind you that you can go and you can check out our website. You can go to financialfutureshow.com. That's financialfutureshow.com. It'll take you right to our website. It'll take you actually to the archive page of our radio shows. So they're on our website. You can go and you can listen to past shows if you'd like to. And then it's very conveniently placed right there, a button. You click it, contact us, drop us an email, and we'll get in touch with you. We couldn't make it any easier, Mike.
Sure.
You can either call us, 855-262-3722. Go to the website, financialfutureshow.com. Either way you want to do it, we're here for you. Anything you want to add, Michael?
I am good for this week.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope we brought you some good value. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client, because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show, and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.